B'tachon for Life, Shir 1803, Yom Shlishi B'Shavis, Parshias Chukas Balak. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored, Lili Nishmas Avi Meiri, Harav Shlomo Zalman Ben Rav of Amaran Alevi Zatzal, whose yard site is today. The Schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the Path for Life Shirim should be'ezra Hashem bring him an Eloi Neshama, and he should be Zeiche to a Lichtig Gan Eden. We are discussing the level of Sefer expectation of the Rabbeinu Shlom's Yeshua. And we said over from the Sfas Emes, in Parshas Bishalach, he quotes the Chedushi Arim, that the reason why Chizkiyahu did not say Shira when he saw the Nes was because it was an expected Nes. It was nothing special. He realized that the Rabbeinu Shlom controls everything, and therefore there was no need for him to say Shira. This is the foundation that the level of Sefer is built on. And we have to understand that Chizkiyahu was not Zeicha to be Mashiach. That the Sfas Emes doesn't speak out Mefurish over here. But perhaps the reason is because Klal Yisrael is not on that level. And therefore, to be the Melech HaMashiach, you have to be able to have a perspective even from Klal Yisrael's perspective. So if Chizkiyahu was on such a high level that to him it was very normal that the Rabbeinu Shlom should make this Nes, and there's no reason to say Shira, even if it wasn't technically a chet on his part, but he couldn't be the Melech HaMashiach, because the Melech HaMashiach has to be the leader of Klal Yisrael, and for most of Klal Yisrael, this is not a practical level. This gives us a little bit of a background to where Sefer is coming from and how to understand what it means. Sefer is an expectation that the Rabbeinu Shloilam will send the Yeshua. Like all of the creatures that turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for their parnasa, to them it's not such a big chiddush. It's simple that the Rabbeinu Shloilam is going to send it. That's what Sefer is. A simple, clear expectation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send you the Yeshua. That's what's going on by Chizkiyahu HaMelech. He wasn't impressed, as much as we think to sing Shira is a very high level, and it is, Klal Yisrael by Kriyas Yamsuf sing Shira. And the Sfas Emes on Pesach, in the year Tafresh Lamed Aleph, Tafresh Lamed Beis, explains why Klal Yisrael sang Shira, even though Chizkiyahu HaMelech did not. But that's what it's built on. Shira is a beautiful thing. But it comes from the simcha of something unexpected happening. Chizkiyahu HaMelech did not have that unexpected situation, because by him it was simple. He expected that the Rabbeinu Shlom will help him, like the Rabbeinu Shlom does everything. That's why he didn't sing Shira. So as much as it seems as a lack of Shira is a chesaron, is not a good thing, by Chizkiyahu HaMelech it was a maila. It was a demonstration of his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His understanding that the Rabbeinu Shlom does everything, and therefore the Rabbeinu Shlom will for sure send him to Yeshua.